State buildings are exempt from property taxes, but Wisconsin does compensate the communities where those facilities are located. Those payouts partially cover the cost of providing police, fire, and garbage pickup. The new state budget increases that funding for the first time in more than two decades. That will affect hundreds of Wisconsin communities, as Jerry DeShane with the League of Wisconsin Municipalities explains.
There are a tremendous number of communities that have state buildings in them. Everything from a university to a correctional facility to a DNR office.
Madison gets the biggest payment from the program. Its reimbursement could rise from $8 million to as much as $11 million a year. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.